of us. We are grateful. We appreciate and honor you for keeping us through this past week. Lord, that we concluded just a few hours ago, your grace started away with us, and your grace saw us through. Thank you for all the journeys. Thank you for all our responsibilities. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house in the course of the week, and the privilege to, in our personal consecration and prayer, we bless you. Thank you for supplying our needs and for standing for us in every situation. You've given us testimony again that you are our God. Thank you, Father. You have brought us into another week, Lord, a new month, because you have seen us through the first month of the year. We are grateful to you. We know that not all that started with us in the year, Lord, are able to cross to this new month. But we are grateful that your grace has kept us, because you still have something for us to do on the face of the earth. Lord, may you accomplish part of that in our lives today, as we look upon to you once again for revelation and understanding. Lord, our desire is to know you better and more grace, so we can surrender ourselves, that you might continue to walk in us, Lord. Thank you, Father. We have all come, leaving our homes the way we are. Our desire is higher plane, higher ground. Lord, may you bless us through the services of today, that at the end of it, Lord, we will return back better than we came here. May you answer the prayers for the sick people. Grant the desires of their heart by stretching your hand to touch them, increasing their faith, filled with the Holy Spirit. Deliver the captives. Lord, take this into your hand. Lord, all that you have promised in your word to do for them that believe, may you do for us today, Lord. If there be anyone battling with unbelief, Lord, Master, may you give them deliverance. Lord, faith is our victory. May you grant this, O God, and at the end, all the glory and honor will be yours. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves again to the house of God for the Sunday school as we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21. I'm going to read from verse 1 to the end. We are at the stage of since we started this first course, City Passy, and that's where we've been concentrating on this. Yeah, we read from verse 1, and when I get to 15, as usual, you can please have your seat. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. And I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and I shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and womongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs, every several gate was of one pair, and the streets of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the heart do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This is a great program of Jehovah, describing the city. Praise be to God. We started this, the future home is the title of this summer. But this morning we continue with the description of the city, the foursquare city. We try to make a model of it. We constantly make reference to the model, because we still need to make some clarifications. Because from interactions with people, and I find that way, I still need to do a little more of explanation. I have said it here that if you have questions, write your questions and bring them forward. If you are confused on a path, bring it. There's a sister that wrote a question to me concerning millennium. I will blend it when it is the right time. I will blend it when it's the right time. So that's why I've not talked about that. So the sister is the enemy. If you have any question on this foursquare city, if you are confused, write your questions. It is important. Praise be to God. All the efforts that the prophet made to illustrate, 6 times the prophet made illustrations in this sermon. If you have gone through it, you will see it yourself. Constantly making illustrations so that the people can understand. And he keeps talking about that. That's so that you can understand. Praise be to God. Though we know that we need the Spirit to teach us, to give us an understanding of what is written here, because you cannot follow our own understanding. We just have to follow the prophet as he operates in his office, as the major messenger, the dispensational messenger. And it is only what it says about the scripture that the bride is bound to take. Whether we can understand it or we cannot understand it, the prophet said we are not called to understand. We are called to do what? Believe. But that is not to say that we don't need understanding. We are the understanding is far from us, then we believe it. That's it. Where is we can't really grasp it. Then we can't grasp it. Then we believe what is written there, if we are believers. Praise be to God. Now, we are the city we rest upon. I had an interaction with somebody who was confusing the city. Who was confusing the city and the mountain on which it's going to rest. And I want us to be very, very attentive. The city is descending from heaven. Christ is building it. He's walking on it. He's coming down from heaven. John saw it descending from heaven. He saw it descending from heaven. And that is what Revelation chapter 21 is saying. Now, the prophet went further by virtue of his ministry, who understands every prophecy. Now, remember, a dispensational messenger, it is important we emphasize this. The dispensational messenger is the one that is given to interpret the word that God has allotted to that age, the promise of God that God has allotted to. This Laodicean church is only William Aaron Bramah that can interpret it and rightly apply it. Denominations can interpret, they can apply, they are just kidding. Anyone who takes their interpretation and the application, we hand it where they will hand it. Because there is no rapturing faith in what they say. Rapturing faith lays only in the message of Malachi 4. Praise be to God. So this prosperous city is descending from heaven, completed. He's coming from heaven with his foundation. Everything that the Bible describes in Revelation 21, the city is coming complete. Nothing is going to be done when it gets to the earth. It's not from the heart that's going to rise. It's coming from heaven already completed with his glory, with the material that God wants to use. He's coming down. When he is coming down, the prophet told us that before he lands on the earth, in the course of the purification of the earth, which we have gone through, the prophet told us this earth will go through three stages. That the believer who will live eternally here will also go through justification. And the prophet told us that this earth was justified during the antediluvian, when God flooded it. When God flooded it in the beginning and destroyed all the human beings except Noah's family and the animals that God has not to keep in the ark. Then after that, Jesus came and shed his blood. The prophet said, by that sanctifying it, and that's the state that this earth is in sanctification state. The prophet said, the time of Holy Ghost fire baptism is coming for this earth. Just like you also repented and you are justified, you are sanctified, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Those three stages, the prophet said this earth will pass through. So the last stage that this earth will pass through, the fire baptism, the prophet said there will be volcanic that will cause the earth to shoot out a mountain. Exactly from the spot where Abraham and Melchizedek met. Application of the scripture. And you don't find that written in the Bible. Do you? It is the prophet
that can tell you.
Because all other promises in the Bible talk about that. And it's only one that understands the running of the scripture. Because when he picked the scripture from the beginning where God had wrote the scripture for that, he paints a picture for him. It's just like an artist that is drawing something. He knows what he's drawing. So when the prophet is speaking, he has the picture that is revealed to him in his mind. How do you think he could preach the first seal? Thing that was written is symbol. Go and read the first seal. Go and read what is written there. And then go and take the sermon, the first seal. Go and compare all things that are written there. Whether you will understand the interpret, whether you can interpret what the first seal says. But it was revealed, that's why he called it the revelation of the seven seals. They were revealed to him. Remember in his first quarter city, to the prophet said, here is a revelation. So in other words, beyond what is written, what is written here will be revealed to him to have details of what he's going to talk about. And that's what he presented here in the sermon. That's why, if you go back to 17 weeks of Daniel, the sixfold purpose, you go and read certain things, there are things that have been lined up by this future home. This future home has written a number of things and the questions after that, and the questions that bother on the future home. We need to read our sermons. We need to spend time to read our sermons to have an understanding. And that is why it is sometimes difficult for us to grab this when we... You can imagine how long. I was asking Brother Joseph that I want him to help me save the Sunday school, this future home, in a flash. He said maybe this week will be the 21st episode. Now, the prophet preaching in a day. Over three hours. Are you getting that? And then we want to preach it, we cannot preach it for three hours. Even if somebody comes and stands and preaches three hours, we won't get anything. So you understand what I mean? It won't be so detailed as if you sit down with it and digest it. Because those who sat under the ministry of the prophet, they had a lot of questions. They misunderstood a lot of things. That is said. Then it was the questions that corrected those things. So we have to understand the position of the prophet. We should guide to our thought, our thinking. You can't interpret the scripture on your own. You will be confused. And that's why the people miss Jesus Christ. In the day that he came, they interpreted the scripture contrary to the way he interpreted. The first verse is coming down from heaven, completed already the way God designed it, and it's coming from heaven. And then there is a mountain we erupt. Let us read that future home paragraph. So we are talking about the city where the first verse we read. The first verse is not coming to lie on the floor or on the ground. Like this, it's not lying on the floor like this, like be your own foundation, you dig ground. That's not how the first Christ is. It's already built from heaven with his foundation and everything with his face. It's coming down here. That is the description Revelation chapter 21 gives us. Let's not think it in a different way. It's not when you get there that the fence will be built on the earth. No, I want you to get that. You have to get that. It's descending from heaven. His world is this and this. Paragraph 379. Notice, but this is geographical measure now that we have, whose dimensions are the same, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a cube. I love to emphasize that. Notice, this will answer the Enoch sign in Egypt. In the earth time of purifying, that is the state that they have to go through by his baptism of fire, there will be volcanic such as this earth exploding, and we push up a pyramid-like mountain. We push up.
that volcano will push up, explosion will push up a pyramid like mountain. See, plenty of room to do it. The whole earth will be changed. The whole surface will be changed. You get it? It will push up a pyramid like mountain. This will exactly be what the world be with the world if it does, which is we. Now notice for in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25, where we just read, he said, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountains, saith the Lord. The prophet only has the ability to apply the scripture.
It's the only one. They will not hurt in all my holy mountains. How does he apply?
He's applying it. Oh, all my holy mountains. Remember, it is always a mountain.
And it gives us a proof. It gives us a proof. So,
we are coming there. If the walls were straight up down, the city would only be seen from the outside. From the inside.
If they were cube. We have demonstrated, assuming that our building is the walls, the length and the breadth, and the foundation, the length, the breadth, and the height are equal. It will give us a cube. Yes. By the time we finish, and then the roof will then be flat. Okay? So if you are going to put a light on top of it, at the center of it, somebody at the down there will not see the light. Somebody down there will not see that. Something down there will not see that. Something down there will not see that. That's what the prophet is saying. If the walls were straight up, see, if the walls were straight up down, the city is saying the throne will only be seen from the inside. The throne, not the city. You will see that the prophet repeated it, that the throne can only be seen from the inside if the walls were straight.
Are you following? The throne can only be seen from the inside, but notice it will only be seen from the inside. But now see the promise of Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5.
The prophet bringing another scripture to justify that.
Let's read it. Let's just read it. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus.
When you hear the prophet say that,
watch here how the word cannot fail. Now, watch here in Isaiah. I got it written down here. If I can find it again, just a minute. Just a minute. Isaiah 4:5.
Now,
now listen. He's talking of the coming of the Lord. How that women will be so immoral. Oh, said seven women. Listen, let's just read it. And in that day, seven women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. That's the answer. We are living now. Marriage, divorce, and prostitution, and whatsoever.
It's related to the Samuel Rasamu preaching. The flashing red light sign of his coming.
That is the end time.
See?
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely, and they that escape
out of Israel. Well, I'm reading it as he said it here.
Yes. How that you escape all that damnation, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that is a remnant in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. See, wherein the Lord shall have washed away the feet of the daughter of Zion. Remember, that is always the bride.
The prophet interpreting the scripture.
That's always the bride. Daughter of Zion. And shall have purified the blood of Jerusalem, that is the remnant of the Jews, plus the bride.
You see?
And in the midst thereof with the spirit of judgment. That is always God's judgment. When he makes his final judgment, cause you, justifies you, and brings you to redemption, then his judgment breaks forth upon you, and the Holy Spirit and fire cleanses away the sin. Then you are his. Same thing he does to the heart. When he purges away fire, and by the spirit of burning. Now, look, listen. Are you ready? And the law will be great upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon our assembly, a cloud of smoke by day and a shining of fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense.
Then Abraham goes to the board to explain.
The Lord in that day upon the top of it, upon the top of it. Okay, now listen. Upon the top of it shall create a fire of light to burn upon the day. That's it. And he goes ahead and says it will be a shelter, a rest, a refuge. Notice, making exactly the speaking of the Bible. Exactly. The walls were straight up and down, just couldn't see it.
So in other words, the prophet is saying, if the walls were straight up and down,
you couldn't see it. You will not see the light.
Are you following that?
You have to understand what the prophet is saying there. If the walls,
you know, the prophet did not know much grammar. He can't speak grammar like we can put our nouns, our phrases in good position.
Notice, making exactly the speaking of the Bible exactly, the walls, he wanted to say, if the walls were straight up and down, you couldn't see it. You see, he starts to lean. That is the wall. And that is why we use this as a model. The wall, the length, the height, the length, the breadth are equal. And he told us the height lean. And that is why this is leaning this way at the angle of 60 degrees. To form a pyramid. He said if they were straight, if this was out here, straight like this, and this one was out here, straight like this, and this one was out here, straight like this, this one was out here, straight like this, and the light is the center, somebody there won't see the light. Because these other hedges will have prevented them. He said, but this wall has to lean, has to lean, to make this place, make this center visible when the light comes on. It has to lean all my holy mountains. Now listen, it will create the light upon this mountain. Now, don't get it confused. The prophet also refers to this as a mountain. Okay? That does not nullify that he's coming to sit upon a mountain. Because he has already given us here in the ask purification that we are an eruption that will shoot a mountain now upon which this thing is going to rest. So the mountain and the building, they are two things. The first one is not the mountain where it's going to rest. It's coming to rest on the mountain. Alright? He will create the light upon this mountain and it shall be for a different. Oh, we sing that song. Oh, that city on where? On Mount Zion. It's the city of Mount Zion. Alright, let's move on. As a pilgrim, yet I love this city now and through the ages. Those ages when I read that city on the hill. That city on the hill. Is that mountain that is still called hill? The people that composed the song, inspiration made them to compose it, and they got it. Notice, paragraph 39. Mount Sinai, now here the prophet began to prove it. Notice, he started proving it there. Notice, Mount Sinai was where God descended on top of it. When he spoke to Israel in a pillar of fire, he descended on top of a mountain, Mount Sinai, in the beginning, when he was giving them law and the rest of it. And God wanted to speak to them. He said, don't speak to us. Speak only to Moses. On the Mount of Transfiguration, when he descended, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. He descended in a pillar of light and shining brightness upon top of the mountain. Before Peter, James, and John. And in there, he was represented with both Moses and Elijah, the translator and the dead raised. Glory. Now, the new city and the new heart, the new creation, the city on the hill, with the throne in the top of it. Abraham draws illustration on the blackboard during the next few paragraphs. The throne up here, in the top, and the dwellers all up and down on this mountain, on that mountain, inside here. Okay? Why is he God so taught and care so much about that little place of Palestine? See, when it is just a little spot. But right in there is where the temple is set.
Okay.
That is where the new. But right in there is where the temple is set. That is where the New Jerusalem will break up right there. Now the New Jerusalem, the Bible also refers to this first class as New Jerusalem. In another instance, when you look at the scripture and the prophet also. We break up there. Holy month of holy shall clearly path to the right and left.
Now if you go to Isaiah chapter 14 verse 4, we look at what it says there. It says, let me go on and read this one then.
The prophet says, sure, when she pushes up from Benet,
the prophet is also applying another scripture, Zechariah chapter 14, is what he's saying, only month, only shall click, path to the right and the left. Now let us read it, Zechariah 14, 4.
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. And I want you to see that is the prophet that is bringing this word to us again. Upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove towards the north, and half of it towards the south. Then the prophet begins to apply it. Now, come back to the quotation. But right in there is where the temple is set. That is where the New Jerusalem will break up, right there. Holy, month of holy shall clear, path to the right and left. Sure, when she pushes up from the Benet, not they say is pushing apart by this. It is pushing up. The prophet says it's pushing up. In that day, when he stands in his holy, he stands his holy feet on the mountain. Notice on his throne, 1500 miles high. He pushes up. Abraham was looking for it. And he prophesied that there was a pilgrim and a stranger for a look for a city whose builder and maker was God. The prophet, knowing it was somewhere, John saw it coming down, but Abraham thought it must be on earth right there. Why? He met Melchizedek, the king of it, and gave him a tithe, which had no father or mother, he had no beginning of life nor ending of life. Abraham met him, and they took communion right on the literal spot where the city would be raised up.
Now, the city is not going to rise from the earth.
Get it?
You get it? You understand the language the prophet is using? That's where the city will stay. That's spot. And that is the point where there will be an eruption. And the city will descend upon that mountain and stay there. The dimensions of the mountain we are not given. How the mountain is going to look like, we are not given. We are only told that the mountain will erupt and the first part will set on it. We might not be able to understand many things now. Until we find ourselves in that city. And the great thing is for us to find ourselves in that city. We are not teaching theology. We are teaching thus saith the Lord. And I want you to know, as part of the mystery that is to be revealed today, which is the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when it has been to sound, then the mystery of God should be finished. So God has opened up this unto us for what? For the changing of our heart to the heart of our Pentecost. For the purpose that we might be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Praise be to God. Yes, sir. They took communion right on the literal spot where the city will be resolved, the holy mountain of the Lord, where the redeemed will live. Oh my. That's what God comes down to resident upon the earth. Which is part of it, his own body. He raised it up for our justification, and he will justify by believing that and accepting that. Notice in time, Jesus becomes man, or predestinated to get his place, to redeem us, to make all these things possible. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Let's we continue by the grace of God.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you again this morning for sparing our lives and making a way for us to come together and to sit at your feet to learn more of you by your plans concerning this present world. We are very grateful. Once again, we appreciate you for the Bible. Holy men of God wrote as they were moved by your spirit. We are made to know. That is why the Bible is different from any other book that is on the surface of the earth. There can never be a second edition of it. It has been given once and for all. And your prophet said you're going to judge the world someday in righteousness. He said you have a standard, something going to you to judge the world. That is the Bible. We thank you so much for sending the star messenger unto us at this age, a man unto whom the word of God comes. We are very grateful, Lord. We have those things in the books, they are in the tapes, they are everywhere. We pray, Father, as we take time to study them, give us revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for a portion of it again this morning that has been explained unto us. Lord, your prophet said, we as individuals, we have different ability to assimilate. Say some people hear something once, they catch it, and that is it. Say some we hear several times before it gets settled. May your spirit walk upon us and give us revelation of those things, and give us the ability to assimilate them, and walk upon us to go. As that city, your prophet keeps saying, he said it's several places, it's a prepared place for a prepared people. We know that city is already in preparation. The same one that prepared that place is the same one that is preparing the people that will be there. May we not be, may none of us be absent among that will be prepared, Lord. Prepare all of us, make us ready for that place. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. Replenish your servant that you have made use of. Lift to the honor of his ministry and that of others, Lord. We remember the rest of the services of the day. May your blessings be yours to all of them. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.